Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Welcome. Welcome all of you to this Mass. Very specially, if you are visiting us from out of town, if you are watching us via the television or hearing this Mass through the radio. We began the celebration always calling on the name of our God. That is the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace, the peace, and the love of Jesus be with all of you. My brothers and sisters, to prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries, we pause for just a few moments in silence, and with sincere hearts, sincere words, we ask God to forgive us, for so often we forget about God and we place other things before Him. So often we hurt our God when we fail to see Jesus in others. And we ask for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault, therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us. Forgive us our sins and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. God our Father, who by sending into the world the word of truth and the spirit of sanctification made known to the human race your wondrous mystery, grant us, we pray, that in professing the true faith we may acknowledge the Trinity of eternal glory and adore your unity, powerful in majesty. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Thank you.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "Ask now of the days of old before your time, ever since God created man upon the earth. Ask from one end of the sky to the other. Did anything so great ever happen before? Was it ever heard of? Did a people ever hear the voice of God speaking from the midst of fire as you did? and live? Or did any god venture to go and take a nation for himself from the midst of another nation by testing, by signs, and by wonders of war, with strong hand and outstretched arm, and by great terrors, all of which the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your very eyes? This is why you must now know and fix in your heart that the Lord is God, in the heavens above and on the earth below, and that there is no other. You must keep his statutes and commandments that I enjoin on you today, that you and your children after you may prosper, and that you may have a long life on the land which the Lord your God is giving you forever. The word of the Lord. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, rejoice. Mend your ways, encourage one another, agree with one another, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the holy ones greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. The word of the Lord.
From the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they all saw him, they worshiped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
When I was in the seminary many, many years ago, we got to the topic of the Holy Trinity. And in our homiletics class, the teacher said, the professor said to the class, "You can deliver the homily on the Trinity in one word." And we said, "Really? All I have to do is say one word? And that's enough." He says, "Just tell them it's a mystery." Well, I'm not going to just say it is a mystery, but it's much more than a mystery in talking about the Holy Trinity. Well, first of all, Jesus came and he told us much about the Father. We didn't know much about the Father. When we read the Old Testament, God the Father looks like a very stern God. Of God of commandments, of God of the law. But then comes Jesus, much later, and tells us a lot about the Father. That the Father is a caring God, a loving Father, who awaits for his children with open arms to receive them through the beautiful story of the prodigal son. He waits for the son day after day. And then he sees him from a distance and he goes to run to meet him and to embrace him. Oh, what a beautiful picture of the Father. And of course, Jesus, we know about his life, that he loves us so much that he gave himself. That he was a caring God. Very specially, when someone was hungry, he would feed him. When someone was sick, he would heal them. When the sinner came, he forgave. He saw the good in people. And then, of course, last Sunday, Pentecost Sunday, the Spirit, the Paraclete, the Consoler, the Helper, the Aid, would help us. All we need is just to call on the Spirit. And he breathed on them, the Spirit, and they changed. And we can also change when we call on the Spirit. You can change. But then this Jesus also told us that this God wanted to be your friend. We can understand that, a friend. A friend it's good to have a friend. You can always run to the friend. Very specially if the friend is a faithful friend. It's a good friend. Not only a friend that just thinks about himself or herself, but thinks about the other friend. That's our God. He's always thinking about you and me. He wants us to be with him. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to be at peace. This is the God that we have. But what about us? What do we do? If we're friends, we have to do our part also. I don't know about you, but I'm a coffee person in the morning. I can drink 5 cups of coffee. I love coffee in the morning, just in the morning, not after 12. I love to sit in the courtyard in the morning after Mass, hear the birds, see the squirrels playing, and then I hear the traffic coming. That door is open already. Some people come before Mass just to spend a couple of minutes with a faithful friend, to God, the faithful God. Some people drive by and they pause right there on Upper Broadway. They pause for a minute in the car. I can see them and I say, wow. They're pausing to be with their God, the friend. We also have to be a faithful friend to our God. Our days are so full of noise. But do we find that little corner? That little corner. The little corner. And just to be with our God. Just to be with our friend. Remember, he's a friend. Just to be with our friend. And we must not forget also the commandments that Jesus says. Love others as I have loved you. Parents. Parents that are here. The best gift that you can give your child. This is so important. It's not material things. It's not those little gadgets that we're giving our children. No, it's love. It's the caress. It's the taking time to show them that they're important. It's the time to read to them from a book. It's the time to pray with them. Oh, those are the things that your children will remember. The times that my father and my mother loved me, cared for me, made me special. Like our God makes us special. Oh, last Sunday was such a special day for us. Yes, he was leaving, but he was also staying. The Spirit, the Paraclete. He does so much for us. We have to do our part also. Finding the time to be with our God. Happy the people he has chosen to be his own. That's you, and that's me. Let us give back to this God, this triune God, this Father that loves us, this Jesus that died for us, this Spirit that is with us, that teaches us everything that we want to know. All we have to do is call on the Spirit. Teach me, Lord. I'm listening. And he whispers in our hearts, this is what I want you to do. That's what we're celebrating today. The Holy Trinity. One God, three persons. Let us stand to profess our faith in this God. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. We are able to have confidence in God, whom we lovingly address as Abba, Father, and trust that our prayers for our sisters and brothers will be heard.
For God's holy church, that we may take to heart Jesus' great commission to go make disciples of all nations, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For those who are graduating this spring from every level of education, as they celebrate their achievements and look forward to new challenges, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For all of us, as we proclaim the good news in word and deed, that we may be blessed with courage and standing up for what we believe. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That our family members who have died, especially Floyd Bandy, may be welcomed into eternal life. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and loved ones. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Emilia C. Trujillo, the deceased members of the Mew family, Robert E. and Hannah G. Hagelin, Robert Hagelin Jr., Katie Marsh, Lupe Vega, and Marianne Rotzer. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
Now, my friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. God of mercy, God of love, we who are your adopted daughters and sons turn to you with confidence with our prayers. Incline your ear to us and grant our prayers according to your will. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands.
And let us pray. Sanctify by the invocation of your name, O Lord our God, this oblation of our service, and by it make of us an eternal offering to you. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just. Our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for with the only begotten Son and the Holy Spirit, you are one God, one Lord, not in the unity of a single person, but in the Trinity of one substance. For what you have revealed to us of your glory, we believe equally of your Son and of the Holy Spirit. So that in the confessing of the true and eternal Godhead, you might be adored in what is proper to each person, their unity in substance, and their equality in majesty. For this is a praise by angels and archangels, cherubim also and seraphims, who never ceases to cry out each day, as with one voice we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them, like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willing to his passion, he took bread. And giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you felt us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. And remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
And the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Thank you.
Behold, the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter into my room, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.